You know what? I am hoping by this point in our course that you're really getting it and you're thinking in your mind, man, multiplying ministry is not just a good idea. It's literally like, it's the scriptural idea. It's that which we all are seeking to do because that's what we're supposed to do. But you may have a question in your mind. Where in the world would I start? And I want to cover five simple ways or areas that could really be the beginning point for you to multiply ministry. Number one, what area needs the most attention in your ministry? A great place to start is often the area with the greatest need. Which area is struggling? What ministry is suffering and anemic? Place your attention in a hurting area is always a great investment. Now, why start with a struggling area? Well, typically, struggling ministries can be the drain of the most of your time, energy, and resources. They're a drain for you. Moving forward, you want that time back and that energy back and those resources back in your life. Shoring up a challenged area can provide untold time that will start reappearing back into your world. Now, in order to get this area handed off to a fully trained leader, you will likely have to jump into this struggling ministry yourself. Assess, evaluate, and make decisions. This takes time, and yet with the right person, you can effectively duplicate yourself and hand something off to a trained person, like to run what's now a no longer challenged area. Bottom line, get back some time by cleaning up the worst area and giving it away first. Number two, what is the area that you like the least in your ministry? Seriously, let's get real. There are areas of ministry that I just simply do not like. Now, when you're a solo leader with no team, you basically got to do it all. However, the goal is to enlist people who would find joy to do the very things that you avoid doing. This next exercise is what I call red light, yellow light, green light. First, let's take an honest assessment of all the items for which you have responsibility. Write them all down. Second, put like the word red next to the items that slow you down, the items that you tend to avoid, or the items that outright suck energy from you and you hate to do. A red light activity extracts energy from you. Now, next, let's place the word green next to items that absolutely you love to do. Green light items, you give your attention first, and those items give you energy. Now, a yellow, you know, you could go either way. You know which areas you need to find someone else to do. Give away your red light tasks. Bottom line, what is your least favorite thing that could be somebody else's greatest joy? Find them, hand it off. Number three, which area needs a gift set that you don't have? Now, beyond giving away areas that you genuinely dislike, some areas are simply outside of your sweet spot. However, with intentionality and an eye for spotting giftedness in others, you could offload this role. Now, you see, it's not about dumping something onto someone else. It's about seeing a green light in someone else and providing life to them. You're gonna be giving them life. The body of Christ is very well-rounded. You just gotta have an eye to discover hidden leaders. Bottom line, if you lack it, somebody else has it. Number four, which area is the easiest to hand off in your ministry? Listen, momentum is a super powerful thing. Sometimes the best place to start your ministry multiplication is to find the simplest area to pass on. It's like simple. It's like a simple snowball, right? It can be, you start by handing off one area to someone and get that off your plate, give some relief. And then the real momentum starts when you take that time, listen to me, and take that time that you just gained and you pour it into another volunteer to save you time and apply that to your next area that you're gonna give away. Listen, the power of multiplication is not that our job becomes easy so that we take like a mid-afternoon nap every day. Not in the least. Working hard and passing off areas of ministry is so that you can tackle the next thing and make it better. Now, I used to tell my staff team all the time, we work hard so we can keep working hard, not for ease. There is so much to be done. There is little time to do it. Your dreams will not be realized if you are doing all the maintenance work of ministry. You need to get something running, hand it off, and get something that is currently not running to run. Bottom line, give away the easiest thing so that you can tackle something else. Number five, which one of your faithful few is perfectly equipped in an area? Now, earlier we covered giving something away that you're not gifted at in a particular area. The challenge before you was to look out for somebody and look for a person who has what you don't have. But what if I told you that some of your faithful few might have an acumen for a task, and that person is sitting right under your nose? In your weekly and monthly planning sessions with your faithful few, lead gift assessments, personality studies, and more. Be sure to let them know areas that need to be filled, and you'll be surprised the hidden and latent gifts of those that are closest to you. Remember, I had a gaping hole in our special needs ministry, and the special needs director role had actually been vacated for some time, and the ministry was like really, really, really struggling. The executive pastor handed this near failing ministry to me with the charge to fix it. I jumped in with both feet and I worked hard to learn the insides of that ministry and the needs. After about 6 months of labor and cleanup, we were ready to find a permanent special needs director. Now, out of nowhere, one of my top leaders surfaced as the perfect candidate. She was right under my nose. We transitioned her from the role that she had, and this became the calling of her life. She was thrilled. This was one of the greenest of green light moments I've ever observed in my life. Bottom line, look no further than your closest, most faithful few. They might hold some hidden gems.